Stick It with Mr. Biggs is made possible by listeners like you. To support the show, go to askmrbiggs.com/support.
Stick It.
Hey, folks, we're back. It's time again for another episode of Stick
It. Are we recording?
Yeah, we've started. We just fired up the tape machine, and we are rolling right now. It's time once again for Stick It with Mr. Biggs.
Stick It.
Okay, I'm going to have to start again because I stumbled on that. I stumbled.
Okay. Well, I was distracting you, and that one was my bad because I'm sure that my gesturing was probably not the wisest thing to do. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to gesture again. I mean, I'm still going to do it, but this time I'm going to go behind you, and I'll do it from back here. So okay. Go ahead. Do the intro.
Okay. Hey, folks, it's time again for another episode of Stick It.
Stick It.
Stick It with Mr. Biggs.
Yeah.
If you've got questions about anything that adheses, we're talking about tapes. We're talking about glues.
Glue.
We're talking about magnets. We're talking about caulks. We're talking
tape.
About. We're talking about tape. Anything that sticks to one surface to another, Mr. Biggs can talk about it. On Stick
I'm
going
to sit down if you don't mind. I think
on.
It seems weird being behind you when you're doing the intro.
Yeah,
doesn't feel right.
Well, I appreciate the assistance. So
you didn't do good.
Okay. Well, we got the show underway, so that's pretty much all we really needed to do at this point. So the folks now understand that they are listening to Stick It with Mr.
Okay.
Biggs.
All right. Now it's getting a little repetitive, and I'm concerned, Roger.
Well,
I'm concerned that new listeners may think that the complete sum total content of the show is us introducing the show.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've kind of been going around in circles. Should we jump into... Well, it feels like we're really jumping into breaking news so fast, but I guess we might as well.
Breaking news!
Breaking news.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah, this is where we have a news story where something got busted, and then I tell you how to resolve the situation using glues or adhesives of some kind.
Yeah. Unbust it, as they say.
No! No, Roger, nobody says unbusted.
You know?
It's not even a word. Doesn't make any sense. How does one unbust something? Once it's busted, it's all broken. You got to fix it.
Sure. Well,
glues and adhesives.
I thought maybe, you know, it'd be kind of a fun play on the language of gluing. You know, you're looking at something that's busted, and then you can fix it and therefore unbust it.
Huh. I do kind of like the ring of it, but I have concerns of it not being a standard word.
Okay.
And it might confuse some of the simpler listeners and between Roger. Hey, Roger.
Yeah.
Between you and me, we got a couple of really simple listeners.
Really?
You can't get too fancy with the vernacular because they get all confused and they send out tweets and twits complaining about what we say.
Okay, well, I mean...
I'm about sick of all the negative twats about this show, especially the words that you use. So please,
okay,
let's stick with dictionary Scrabble acceptable words.
That's fine.
For today's show.
That's fine. That's fine. I just thought it kind of sounded sort of kicky and catchy and fun. But I'll stay away from that one for now.
Kind of dumb, actually. Didn't make it a lot of sense.
Okay. Well, here
it's not
comes.
A real word, is what I'm saying, Roger. It's
no.
it's a made up pretend word.
Right. Well, again, I'll stay away from it. Dateline, Peoria, Illinois. The building that houses the local chapter of the NAACP was vandalized this week, said its executive director. The Reverend Marvin Hightower noticed the damage. Letters sprayed in insulation foam on the side of the building and on a window earlier this week. Hightower said the foam, which was sprayed on the building as HH and BS, remains on the side of the building. The letters are suspected to have racist overtones. Anyone with information should contact the Peoria Police Department. So,
Greg, get him on the horn. Get him on the line. Let's settle this right here and now. I hate vandalism. Can't stand it.
Right. Well,
bad neighborhood kids up to no good. You know, a lot of them don't have father figures, Roger. That's a big problem these days. They don't have a strong male role model in the home.
Okay.
And they're off doing stuff like this.
I'm going to go check the number, and I'll try to get him on the line. Stand by.
I don't understand what the letters mean. Why would they spray letters on the side of a building? And how are they racist? HH. What does HH stand for? Is that Happy Holidays? It was probably Happy Holidays because the holidays are coming up.
All right. I just checked. I just called the number, and I got a recording.
Okay, put her on speaker.
Okay, but I'm going to have to call him back, so.
Redial. So Hit the redial button.
What you're saying is when I get the recording on the phone.
The phone.
Phone. Okay.
Put her on speaker.
All right.
Let me hear it. All right. So what you got to do to get those letters off the side of the building?
The number's been dialed. We got it up on speaker.
How do I know when it's recording?
Well, you just listen. I think it's kind of late there.
Thank you for calling the Peoria Police Department. We're unable to take your call right now. Please leave a message after the tone, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Okay. All right. Hello, Peoria Police Department. This is Mr. Biggs from the podcast Stick It. With Mr. Biggs. And I'm calling to tell you how to get those insulation foam letters off the side of the building.
Right.
You said you needed help, and that's why I am here. So here is what you're going to have to do to get the HH... the Happy Holidays, and the Bachelor of Science letters off the side. All you got to do is on the window, you're going to take a razor blade, and I want you to kind of scrape in a downward motion down the window, and all of the insulation foam that's on the window should probably come off pretty easily because window panes are very smooth. And it's pretty unlikely that it's going to cause any long-term damage to the window.
I don't think the message. I think we ran out of time. You want me to call him back?
Why'd you hang up?
No. I think the answering machine only accepts a certain period of time for your message.
Call it back. Come on, this is important information.
Okay. Stand by.
The expanding polyurethane foam. It's got to be completely cured.
I'm going to call him back.
Before you even attempt any repairs. So just go ahead and touch it with your finger. And if it's got a skin.
Hold up. I'm going to call him back.
I thought we were.
Solution. I'll call him back.
All right. Oh. It seems like you should have had him on the line already, is what I'm saying, okay. Roger.
All right. Here they come. It's going to be another outgoing message and then. And then you can leave a message, and so you should pick it up where you left off.
We're unable to take your call right now. Please leave a message after the tone, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go. This expanding polyurethane foam has got to be completely and totally cured before you attempt to try to get it off the building. So touch it with your finger, and if it's got a skin on it, but it's still squishy in the middle, you got to wait. because you're going to have much better results once it is completely cured and firm. You understand what I'm saying? Peoria Police Department.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. All right, so after it's cured, scrape it off the window with the razor blade. And then as far as the side of the building is concerned,
I think,
and I don't know what kind of built wood.
I think the message stopped again. Let me redial one more time.
Call it back. Hit the redial button.
All right.
Put it on speaker.
All right. Stand by. Okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Here we go. There.
Have you always made those sounds when you're dialing?
Sometimes.
I've never noticed it before.
Sometimes. Not, I mean, yes. The answer is
okay.
Yes.
Okay, wait. For the side of the building, I want you to remove the majority of the polyurethane foam with like a putty knife. Just kind of scrape it off. You can use a serrated blade if you have one of those. Just scrape it off. And then use a brass bristle brush to kind of scrape off all the crumbs that are left behind underneath where the foam was touching the building. Just kind of brush it away to remove all the residue.
Thank you for sending your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
Yeah. Let me call him one. You're pretty much, I mean, is that everything?
No, I'm just getting started. For a police department, you'd think that they would have a more convenient way of getting information. They said they wanted information.
Right.
They are not making it easy for me.
Okay, I'm going to go.
Oh, wait,
I'm gonna go,
I got an idea.
Yeah.
Go ahead, dial them up again, and I got an idea this time.
Okay. Hang on.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Don't make that. Don't
We're
do it. Don't.
Right you just. Please leave a message after the tone. All right. And we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
It should be. Here's the message.
All right. After you get all the residue off with the brush, if there's a stain that remains afterwards, I want you to sand it smooth with some medium grit sandpaper, and then you're going to have to get it nice and clean. There's no dust. Wipe it down and then repaint it, because that's the only way you're going to get all that off. And if you have any more questions, listen to Stick It with Mr. Biggs, the podcast. It's an advice podcast about glues. Son of a bitch. Why? Why even have an answering machine?
Right. You want me to dial it again? Should I?
Yeah, dial it.
We got redial. Hang on.
I got one more thing I want to say. What?
Hang on.
You're doing it again.
Okay. It should be, here comes the message. Okay, here you go.
Take your call right now.
Wait for the tone.
After the tone, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Hey, it's Mr. Biggs again. And, one more thing. Oh, man. Roger, what was I going to say?
What was
the other thing?
You were going to say, something about, sanding it down till smooth.
No, I said that part already.
And then repaint.
No, we handled all that.
You were going to say, listen to Stick It with Mr. Biggs. And don't.
Please hang up. Goodbye.
Well,
This has been breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking
news.
Mr. Biggs. Okay. Peoria.
Roger. The next time we have to call a police department to share valuable information to help them crack a case or to make restitution for what has been done wrong, I want you to remind me of what happened here today.
Sure.
It sounded like a good idea at the time, but in practice, it did not go smoothly.
It can't be very common that graffiti doers use insulation foam when they spray out their graffiti.
I have never heard of that before, and I don't understand the whole racist overtone thing that they claim that the letters have. What does HH stand for? Is that
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm guessing
Hulk Hogan.
Right.
Yeah. Helen Hunt, maybe.
I'm just thinking like standard spray paint would be more difficult to deal with than.
Yeah. Well, it's a different process to remove it, Roger. We would have to start over from the beginning.
Insulation
foam. We're talking about expanding polyurethane foam.
Maybe they had a little.
Roger. Roger. What does BS stand for? What is that?
Some sort of bovine animals.
Britney Spears.
We've got
bad neighborhood kids roaming the streets with a can of expanding foam that are huge Hulk Hogan and Britney Spears fans.
Sure.
I don't think they mean no wrong. They just don't have a male role model. So, hey, kids, take it from your Uncle Bigsy. Don't do that stuff and stay in school. Just say no to dope and ugh to drugs for Mr. Biggs. Yeah, that'll fix it.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like good advice. I'm still.
Hey, Roger.
Yeah.
Roger.
Yeah.
When you pick the breaking news stories, do me a favor.
Sure.
Make sure it's a story where something has been broken.
Well,
the only thing broken here was maybe a local ordinance or law regarding vandalism.
Right.
And that's not really in the spirit of breaking news.
Well, I just have to say that maybe what was broken was maybe the beauty of the side of the building and the windows of this what was one time an attractive structure.
Baltimore Sun! That's probably what it stood for. Baltimore Sun, BS.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. If it's in Illinois, though, I don't know why they'd want to.
Well, maybe their parents had recently broken up and they had moved away. That's why, that would explain why there's no father figure in the picture. And
he's
moved to a new town, roaming the streets with a can of foam, looking to act out. It's not racist, though. There's nothing racist about HH.
No.
Everyone loves Helen Hunt. She's America's sweetheart.
Right. Well, at the very least.
At
one time, she was.
Yeah.
The email address is bigscast@gmail.com. Right.
Any questions about glues or adhesives or projects about glues or adhesives, you send that question in. And that's when we answer them on the show, on the segment that I guess we're going to do now, then.
And
under duress!
So it's time for email.
Email. I'm not a fan.
Well, I mean, you know, we did pay $5 for that. And I think he did a fine job. I think it's zippy, punchy. And adds, injects a fair amount of entertaining zing and life to this particular segment.
It's debatable, maybe. I don't know, maybe. I'm telling you, though, Roger, the second that we recoup our losses via Patreon,
right,
and we're going to cut our losses and move on something else because...
$5.
It's hard. Maybe, it's hard on the ears. It's hard to listen to.
Maybe there's a Patreon listener that enjoys it, and is more than happy to send over the $5 to cover the cost, assuming they like it.
Maybe there's a Patreon listener that would like to download the show, open it up in their editing suite of choice, and remove the email sounder, and then send it back to us so we can put it back up on the site. That'd be great. Let's do that. Chop it out and send it on back so we can put it up.
Maybe that's a little...
Hey, Roger.
A little extreme.
Roger, read the email.
All right. Here it comes.
Yeah.
Dear Mr. Biggs, I am currently attempting to soundproof one of my rooms. I've tried hanging egg crate foam on the walls, and this is standard drywall, with 3M double-sided tape tabs, but they don't stay adhered to the walls due to the damp conditions in the room. The ultimate goal is to prevent loud sounds, such as drills, reciprocal saws, and other assorted power tools, or maybe even the occasional excited voice. Yeah.
Yeah. I get excited when I use power tools, too.
Yeah,
little
right.
Squeals of glee.
Right, well,
he's
trying to prevent these sounds from escaping his house. I'm a nocturnal sort of person, and I often work on my projects late into the night. So, as you might imagine, I would rather not disturb my neighbors or the occasional passersby.
What the hell is he doing?
One other thing, the room has a tile floor with a drainage pipe in the middle. These must stay as I hose down the floor frequently. Is there a way to reduce the echo without covering the floor drain? It's affecting the quality of my videos. Okay, well, thank you for your time. I'm not 100% sure what's that last paragraph has me a little confused, but
I'm trying to imagine the projects that would.
Okay, let's backtrack here. He's
all right. Yeah, let's backtrack before
likes,
the email and pretend like we never heard it, because that is creeping me out.
A couple of bullet points. He likes working on projects with saws, power tools.
Yeah, who doesn't? Yeah.
And this is the middle of the night when he likes to do them, and then his room.
What was that thing he said about egg crates? What was he doing with those?
Well, he wanted to adhere some egg crates to the walls so that people couldn't hear these sounds, and then
okay, I got a problem with this, because people are always getting this stuff mixed up.
But
because he's
stuff?
Talking about wanting to soundproof this, I don't know, this murder den.
No,
I think
I
maybe
know.
I don't know that for sure.
Right, right. Like, I mean,
he says that he wants to soundproof it, but he's trying to sound treat the room. Which they're two totally different things.
I see.
Soundproofing is when you stop sounds from leaving the room and also entering the room.
I see.
Which is different from sound treatment, which is you're basically treating the interior of the room so that the sound inside is more pleasing to the ear and doesn't have any unnecessary echoes and reflections.
Sure. Doesn't bounce around.
He's got two problems. He wants to keep people outside from hearing the terrified screams, and he's making videos that are all echoey. So they're two different problems.
I don't know if he really is concerned about terrified screams. He just thought maybe they were excited voices. There's no reference to terrified screams.
Well, I mean, you know, six of one, you know, dozen of the other. Same difference. If you want to soundproof a room, you can't just put up a couple of egg crate foam sheets up on the wall and expect it to do anything. You're going to want to go double-paned windows, triple pane to be extra safe.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Rip down all the drywall and put in some rock wool insulation, nice and thick. You're going to want a floating frame on rubber isolating supports, a room within a room, if you will. You want to build another room inside on rubber supports so the vibrations don't leave your little death studio and the sounds outside don't get in and ruin your video films.
Sure.
You want a
sure.
nice heavy door with a full magnetic seal all the way around so it has a nice positive close and the sounds don't enter in that way. Now, that's soundproofing. What he's trying to do with the egg crate stuff on the wall is that's sound treatment. That's going to cut down on the echo in the terrifying hall of horrors that he's created.
Well, I mean, we don't know that.
I'm just saying. I mean, he says that it's moist. It's a moist room, and he's trying to use 3M double-sided tape. That is not the right product. The egg crate foam is not going to adhere in that situation. And it's going to be all floppy, and it's going to get discolored. And besides, it is a fire risk.
Oh.
Yeah, that stuff is not fire retardant. So what you're going to want to do is get some some sound treatment foam panels that are proper. They look like egg crate foam. I understand why you thought one would be the same.
Right.
They are not. Oh. They are not the same. They're different.
Okay.
And to adhere them to the wall, go around. I mean, it's election time. Just go around and pick up some of those political signs on the side of the road with, the ones printed on the corrugated plastic, little lawn signs.
Right, right.
Steal a couple of those while you're up late at night planning your evil deeds.
Well,
you got to do is put a couple of sheets behind every sheet of foam. You use some 3M Super 77 spray adhesive, spray a little bit on the foam. Spray a little bit on the corrugated plastic. You wait a couple of minutes until it's sticky to the touch. Yeah, the kind of sticky where, after you got blood on your hands and you kind of pinch your fingers together.
Sure.
After a couple of minutes, it's a little bit tacky. He knows.
Right.
He knows what I'm talking about.
Well, I don't know if that's...
You want it to be not sticky, but a little sticky. You want it to be sticky.
Stick it.
Yeah. Like you said, tacky. Tacky.
Tacky. And then once it's tacky, you put the corrugated plastic on the back of the foam. Now,
sure.
You're going to have no problem. You can put that up on the wall, put a couple of finishing nails, small head finishing nails through
sure.
there. It's going to stay up no problem.
And
while you're at it, you should put a couple of panels up on the ceiling, too, because if you got a tile floor... You're going to want to cut down on the standing waves.
Right, but I'm what I'm wondering, if you're using any kind of glue, are the damp conditions of the room, will these adhesives stand up to that?
Why is he hosing down this room so often? Why is he doing that?
Yeah.
Is that necessary?
I mean, if you're working with saws and, woodworking projects, you'd think if you hose those down, I'm no expert, but maybe the sawdust and the wood bits would clog that drain up.
The Super 77 from 3M is going to have no problem once it's cured properly. So make sure it do that part of the project during the day when the neighbors are none the wiser and don't suspect a thing.
Not necessarily a noisy project.
No, that's it. Just a couple of. And you're done.
What was that? I'm sorry.
That's me. I was simulating the sound of an aerosol can.
Oh, okay.
Like that.
I got you. Okay. I wasn't sure if that was, or if that was something else. The noise kind of caught me off guard.
Speaking of noise, catching people off guard, there's a lot of Halloween sound effects discs, CD discs, on clearance right now. You should go down to the dollar store, pick up a couple of those. Put that in a boombox out in the bushes outside your house. And let that play on repeat. That'll cover up the sounds of the screams. The neighbors won't have any idea.
Well, I mean, a couple of things there. I'm not sure that we're talking about screams and
get a portable dehumidifier and put it in the room. That was always a great idea.
And that would be something you'd want to unplug come recording time.
Sure, but the rest of the time, you don't want to have any mold on your sound treatment panels that you work so hard to put up because it's going to take so long.
Right, when the sun rises and you're back up from your nocturnal
murder spree
hobbies, you can run the dehumidifier and keep things from
lots of missing pets in the neighborhood. I'm guessing, maybe
he didn't mention that in the email.
Yeah, I'm just guessing. I'm speculating.
Right.
I'm spitballing here. Every neighborhood's got
maybe...
one. There's always that one guy. You always wonder what he's up to. What's he doing in there?
Or
late at night.
The quiet, friendly guy that nobody suspects.
Playing Halloween sound effects in his bushes.
I don't think.
All year long.
I don't think they do that. I think
he's up to something.
They want to keep
Yeah.
Low profile, I don't think.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
All right, well, that's our email.
I really, Roger, I cannot stress this enough. There is no need to do it a second time. There's no need to do it a first time. But there's certainly not any need to do it a second time.
I just want to let the listeners know that they've just heard an email. It's not a random story. It's not random discussion. It's just right. We just answered an email that came from a listener. And if folks want to send an email in with a question for you to answer, they can email bigscast@gmail.com.
Yeah, all your questions about glues and adhesives.
Sure.
I answer all of them. I take all comers.
That's right.
Send me your queries and I'll do my best here on the show.
Stick it.
So let's remind folks that we are on Twitter. Just look up Mr. Biggs on Twitter. And you can also find us on Facebook. And that's, they just look up Mr. Biggs, right?
Just go to the website, askmrbiggs.com, for all of the links and the places and the things.
Including the email address. And if you'd like to support us via Patreon, you can, what do they do if they want to get?
Well, they go to the website and they go to askmrbiggs.com/support. Speaking of which,
sure,
stick it.
Special thanks to some of our top Patreon supporters, like Abraham Rosie, Gary Adams, Andy Reeve, Mark Kirituli, Anthony Gurgles, and Michael Max Selwyn.
Stick it.
Thanks, folks. That's that really helps us to...
We only need one more $5 donation and we can get rid of that stupid email sounder. So
keep
them coming. Keep you coming, you rubes.
No,
you
actually,
people who are bad with your money.
Actually, it's the opposite. If you want to donate $5, we will cover the cost of that...
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time on the show.
Stick it.
Stick it.
With Mr. Biggs.
Stick it.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah.